is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on in to Monday, March 18th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank Izzy Lyman for subbing in for me a few days last week as Vicky and I were down here visiting some friends, actually from Michigan. We spent time with Brian and Noreen Pannebaker from the Macomb County area, and we also got to see Gary and Carla Bart from Antrim County. Good patriot friends of ours, all of them part of the Antrim County Conservative Union. We're excited. We got new things happening there we're going to be talking about today regarding the statewide organization, the Michigan Conservative Union, and they're having an annual conference down in Lansing on Friday, May 31st, after Memorial Day. Saturday, all day Saturday. You're going to have a great lineup. We're going to be talking about that. You'll have plenty enough time to get your tickets for that one. But I want to stress the importance, as I was down here in Florida and getting some sun and playing some golf, went out to some great restaurants, ate way too much food, didn't even bring Missy Scale with us. I don't even want to know until we get back home. But I was bad. Vicky was bad. We enjoyed ourselves. We had a great time. Lots of good food. Pinchers in Fort Myers right there was just awesome. We went to a couple other seafood places, Merrick, and oh, man, the yellowfin tail, I forget the name of it, a sushi place Brian Pannebaker recommended. It was fantastic. We'll be talking to Missy in the second hour. We're going to talk about getting back on track and getting ready for summer. I got a couple of things that happened down here in Fort Myers, Florida area that we'll be sharing with you guys. But yeah, 84, 85, 86 yesterday, sunny blue skies, nice gentle breeze off the water. Great time. But as soon as we pack up the show today, we're going to be on the road heading back and taking our time. We'll be stopping at hotels. I'll be broadcasting from hotels all week. And Thursday night, the plan is to be sleeping in our own bed. So we're only going to do about 400 or 500 miles a day, take our time getting back. We're going to stop in Jacksonville on the way home tonight. We're going to take our granddaughter and her boyfriend out to dinner for a steak, kind of a steak reset day for us. We're going to have steak and tomatoes with no lunch on the way back at a good steakhouse there in Jacksonville, and then getting on up into probably, I think, Georgia, then South Carolina. I think then we'll be done for the day. So broadcasting either from Georgia or South Carolina tomorrow, and I'll be giving weather reports as we go. Understand that we may be getting some colder, wintry-type weather back home. Hopefully by Thursday night it'll be cleared up. We'll bring some of this warm 80-degree sunny blue sky weather with us. back to Michigan so we can bust out spring and get going, because Tiger baseball starts 10 days from today, opening day on the road with the Chicago White Sox, and then opening day will be April 5th at Comerica Park. So we're excited. Got to see some baseball while we're down here preseason. Javi Baez, $140 million contract, shortstop, I believe, with 2 or 3 years left on his contract. Yeah, it looks like they're cutting ties with him. The guy's like one for forever this spring training, cannot hit a curveball, swinging at anything and everything, even close to the plate. He's one in for 45, I believe it was. Yeah, not good. Bye-bye, Javi Baez. He's gone. They'll even eat the contract if they have to, they said. Short break. We got some other things to talk about today on this Monday. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. I received a quality education, and it was instilled in me, if I worked hard enough, I could do anything. That is the American dream. Today, our school children are not getting the same opportunity. Instead of learning the Constitution and basic academics, children are being groomed by Marxist ideas. We need to eliminate the Department of Education and protect our children. As your next U.S. Senator, they will have to go through me to get to your kids. Vote Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of our number one. Want to remind you that 3 weeks from today is the drop dead deadline for filing for the class that we'll be teaching in Traverse City. for right now, based on the crazy busy schedule that we've got going, it looks like this will be the only class that you'll have to attend up here in Northern Michigan for Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. The class itself actually is going to be on Saturday, April 13th in Traverse City. It's going to be at the Grand Traverse County Republican Party headquarters right on the corner there of South Airport and Garfield in Traverse City, kind of almost right across the street from the Cherry Capital Airport. Saturday, April 13th, the doors will open at 9:30. The class will be over at 1:30. This is a crash course on Robert's Rules of Order, as well as the items that are in the Michigan State Constitution. You'll get a copy of the Michigan State Constitution. You'll get the Robert's Rules of Order crash course. We will role play. We will play out a couple of pages, chapters in the book. We will also highlight and tell you what you need to read on your own, as well as a guide. You're going to get a 6-page laminated guide that has got holes punched in it already for a 3-ring binder. With the guide, the crash course book, and the Michigan State Constitution, you'll carry these with you to every future public meeting you go to. And when you walk in the door and the chairman sees you with these documents, these books, they will freak out, because the bottom line is you will absolutely know more about Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution than they do. It's that simple. This is going to be $59 in Traverse City. We have to pay some money for chairs and tables that need to be rented to fill up this large headquarters that they have. But you need to get registered for this class. 2 weeks later, Saturday, April 27th, I'm going to be in Jackson teaching it down in the Flint area, Genesee County, Flint, Michigan, on April 27th. And then that's kind of going to be it for a while. We've got so many events coming up in May. We've got some events already coming up in June, all getting ready for the August 6th primary. So if you like the flyer and the website, text me CLASS, and I'll send you the flyer and the website to click on. Let's see. One of the things that I got sent to me this morning was a request to fill us in, update us regarding the Sheboygan County Sheriff. Now, this is something that's kind of interesting. Chip, listening, says, who's running for Sheboygan County Sheriff in November? Inquiring minds want to know. Okay, first of all, November is irrelevant when it comes to the Sheboygan County Sheriff, because it is very much so dominant Republican leaning. I don't even know if the Democrats are going to put a candidate up, and if they do, the Democrats are going to lose. Now, the key here is the Republican primary, which is on August 6th. That's where the election will be won and lost. That is exactly where it's going to be won and lost, right there. So far, Josh Genup is the only one so far to have actually filed. I believe he's a deputy sheriff now. He is also, I believe, the son of Rich Genup in Emmett County, the county commissioner there. Now, the one other deputy I heard rumors was Todd Ross. He was planning to run, but is now non-committal. So we'll see what happens there. I know there's somebody else considering running and challenging, actually, the new law as being unconstitutional that the Democrats, along with a few Republicans, helped introduce and pass, and Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed, was that you must have 5 years of law enforcement experience in order to run for county sheriff. That's unconstitutional. Nowhere in the Michigan State Constitution does it say you have to have 5 years law enforcement experience to run for county sheriff. Anybody can run for sheriff. Why? Because the sheriff does not run the policy of law enforcement. The undersheriff and the deputies carry out those responsibilities. The sheriff himself or herself, like for example, Dave Ajima, I believe down in Kent County, has a woman sheriff. It's a political job. It's political, purely political. You do not run the jail. You do not run the deputies on their routes, their work schedules, their routines in any way, shape, or form. That is all done by the undersheriff. It's a political job. You're elected and responsible to the citizens of the county to protect their constitutional rights. If any laws are passed in Lansing or Washington, D.C. that are deemed to be unconstitutional, well, that's the sheriff's responsibility to step up and say, sorry, not going to allow it to be enforced in my county. The sheriff works with the prosecutor to investigate particular breaking of the laws by bad people. The prosecutor decides once he sees the investigative reports from the sheriff's department, not even necessarily from the sheriff himself, but the department, because most of the time they have detectives. The undersheriff chooses certain deputies or perhaps does it himself and investigates complaints of law breaking, does the investigation, interviews witnesses, confronts the bad person, and then sends the report to the prosecutor. The prosecutor then decides, based on the Constitution and our laws, whether or not to charge the person with a crime. So I would love somebody to have the courage to run and file to be a sheriff candidate and challenge this unconstitutional law that Lansing just passed this past year. Hasn't been challenged yet because we haven't had an election. Guess what? We have an election year. Now is the time to challenge that. Right out of the gate, the very first election after the passage of the bill, or bills, I think it was a package of bills actually, signed into law by a governor who doesn't even understand our state constitution. So somebody out there, please run without having 5 years of law enforcement experience, and let's challenge this thing in court. Somebody has to rein in Lansing. It is time to take it back. John Palmer, Onaway School Board farmer over there in Onaway, says, how about John Studer? Yes, I've been talking to John. Absolutely would love to see him run. Because here's the thing. If he files the paperwork to run, gets on the ballot, and gets elected, what are the Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer going to do? Are they going to challenge the legitimacy of a duly elected county sheriff because of their stupid law? Or are they going to go to court? What would happen? We need to find out. See, we the people got to start standing up to Lansing. With all this crap that they've passed and all these things that they've done, it's time that we take them on. We have a group out there right now circulating a petition regarding the Michigan Public Service Commission being able to cite these big energy projects, whether it's wind turbines or solar panel farms or whatever it is, taking it away from the local municipalities to grant the permits for these things they now say after, I believe it was 6 months, you can't work it out. Well, then we're going to go to the Michigan Public Service Commission. We're going to go around you guys, you local yokels, they like to refer to, and we're going to get the permit from the Michigan Public Service Commission. That needs to be challenged. And there's a group out there collecting signatures to put it on the ballot to do so. Local choice. I've reached out to them. They'll be coming on the show here in the next couple of weeks to talk about that effort. You see, you got to rein in state government. You have to rein in federal government. When they absolutely violate, infringe our constitutional rights at the local level. We are counties. And we're set up that way specifically because the way the state constitution is written, the way the charters are issued, we the people exist at the local level. We don't like being told what to do from Lansing, and we surely don't like from Washington, D.C. to be told what to do. So we operate at a local community level. That's why you run for school board. That's why you run for county commissioner. That's why you want, like Vicky, run for county clerk. Vicky's going to be filing her papers on Friday. You see, you have to understand, you've got to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this anymore. Now we're hearing reports that Jocelyn Benson, the Secretary of State, has sent out an executive directive. An executive directive from the Secretary of State telling local municipalities they cannot separate the 9 days of early voting ballots in their own separate bags, the absentee ballots that they process during those 9 days of early voting, and election day. You have to commingle them all together. So there's no way of tracking who voted early, who voted absentee, and who voted on election day. Yeah, think about that. Because once you commingle the ballots, you have no way of doing an audit. You have no way of doing an audit as to what happened during the 9 days of early voting, what happened on election day, and absentee ballots that were mailed in or dropped off. And she did it by an executive directive. This was not even done by a bill that was passed in the House and the Senate, signed by the governor into law. This was done by an overzealous, tyrannical, with an agenda, Secretary of State. Well, Vicky's running to be county clerk of Antrim County. And when she wins the August primary, and will obviously win in November, getting sworn in January 2025, she's throwing the entire qualified voter files in the trash for Antrim County. She's going to instruct every township clerk, every city clerk, every village clerk, throw your files in the trash. Delete them out of your computers. And in the non-election year of 2025, you're going to have to come and register. You're going to have to show your birth certificate to prove that you're a United States American citizen. A photo ID, like a driver's license or state ID with a photo on it. A property tax bill, because you own land or a home in your county, or a lease where a landlord pays property taxes for you, and an electric bill. Because no house can exist without electricity. Then you'll be registered to vote. We will reduce the number of people on Antrim County's qualified voter files to be able to vote in 2026, the midterm election. That's what we're doing in Antrim County. You need to do it in your county as well. On the Hour News, we'll be right back.